Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
The Half-Sister by Sandy Jones. Read by Kristin Atherton. Kate sees the familiar nameplate on Dr. Williams' office door and feels a knot in her stomach. She doesn't know why, after all this time, it still affects her like this. She should be used to it by now. But every time she walks through his door, she's filled with hope. And every time she walks back out, she feels utter despair and sadness, unable to believe that fate could be so cruel. As if he knows what she's thinking, Matt grabs hold of her hand as they sit in the clinic's waiting room, squeezing it, as if he is somehow able to transfer his boundless optimism onto her. He kisses her head as she leans into him.
"I think this might be the one,"
he says, over-enthusiastically, as if believing it hard enough will prove him right.
"It's certainly the last one," she says wearily. "Let's see," says Matt, with forced joviality.
"Kate!"
exclaims Dr. Williams as he opens his door. She should call him Ben, as he's requested 100 times. But using his first name means she knows him well. And if she knows him well, it would be admitting how long this has been going on for.
"Doctor,"
she says as she stands up and walks towards him with an outstretched arm.
"Good to see you," says Dr. Williams.
"Matt, how are you?"
The two men greet each other as if they're old friends, meeting at a football match. Kate finds herself wondering at what point the bonhomie will be replaced with the business in hand. She suspects it's when her legs are in stirrups, and said hand is gloved.
"So, are we all ready?"
asks Dr. Williams, now seated in front of them at his desk. He doesn't look up from his computer screen to see Matt's determined nod.
"Okay, so all your numbers are looking good," he says, almost to himself. "We've identified the strongest embryo, which, I'm pleased to say, is of the highest grade."
Kate feels Matt looking at her, knowing that he'll be beaming from ear to ear, but she doesn't have the energy to return his eagerness, because she's heard it all before.
"Highest grade, 4AAA blastocyst. It doesn't get much better than this."
All had been bandied around during their last 3 attempts, but it hadn't made that line go blue on the pregnancy test, had it? Matt's enthusiasm had propped Kate up at first, when test after test proved inconclusive. She'd relied on his positivity to bring her back around the right way after they were told that the reason they couldn't get pregnant was due to unexplained infertility.